to All Things Latina Podcast, where every week you will learn about topics relating to business and career, while at the same time receiving a kick of motivation. If you're ready to pursue your dreams and goals, then you are where you need to be. I am your host, Tani Esteffi, a traveler, digital guru, and hot sauce loving Latina. Hola, hola. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about a hair product line that I've been loving called Cantu Beauty and their new avocado collection with pure avocado oil, shea butter, aloe, mango seed butter, olive oil that helps hydrate, define, and seal in moisture. Now, many of you ladies listening can probably relate to the struggle of having wavy to curly hair. And don't get me wrong, I love it. I love my hair and I embrace it. But sometimes I can't help the fact that it gets tangled, and not to mention how much I've damaged it and how dry it gets because I've gone from light hair, then back to dark hair. So if any of you can relate to these situations, then I want to recommend this avocado product line for you guys to try. And I also want you to know that Cantu Beauty, they've been a trusted go-to texture hair care solution for the entire family for over 10 plus years. And their mission is to relentlessly provide higher quality curl care at a great price. So, you know, I love this brand because not only do they have heritage, but they also educate and empower the user to be their natural, beautiful selves. And I'm all about empowerment and loving yourself. So I really love that about this brand. So I invite you to come join me in the Cantu crew and head over to their website, www.cantubeauty.com. Again, it's cantubeauty.com, C-A-N-T-U-B-E-A-U-T-Y. .com. And I also have a special promo code for you that you can use at CVS retailers and CVS.com. So it's BOGO50 and it's BOGO50 and it's buy one, get one 50% off for the month of April. Así que pónganse las pilas y moisturize, define, and soften those waves, curls, and coils. Episode number 15. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to follow All Things Latina Podcast on Instagram for updates on upcoming podcast episodes and inspirational reminders. Let's be honest, we can all get burnt out from work from time to time, and that's totally normal. But what I can tell you is that it's never fun. But I have certain tips for you on how you can prevent getting burned out. So on today's episode, I will be diving into those tips and what they are and how to keep your mind just healthy and refreshed. So let's not wait any further and let's get started. Okay, so here's tip number one. It's identify what you need from your career. And I think many listening can identify with the comment I'm about to make because many of us carry a lot of responsibility at work with various tasks throughout the day, and we're constantly multitasking 24/7. And unfortunately, this can lead to burnout. So although this kind of style works for some people, and this kind of style simply doesn't work for others. So some of the things that you can do to identify what you need from your career is, one, be yourself and be transparent. Don't try to pretend to be someone that you're not. By doing this, you will feel like you belong and that you matter to the company, and overall, you will feel more comfortable. But you also want to make sure, and this is very important, you want to make sure that your strengths align with your task. If they are not aligning, then perhaps you might be in the wrong position. Also, think about what the company means to you and what it stands for. So aside from learning the company culture, right, and your daily tasks, something that you want to do is take a look at their mission, their vision, and their values, right? Do those align with what your career goals are? So I want you to think about that, because what you don't want to do is feel discouraged at the end of the day, you know, consistently, because you don't like the company. And unfortunately, this is one of the biggest contributors to burnout. So you want to be vigilant and really observe what's going on in the environment and analyze yourself if this is a career that you, in fact, want to keep pursuing, or maybe it's the company or the position itself. Tip number two, focus on the rule of three. If you've never heard of the rule of three, hang on tight because you're about to learn something very valuable right now. So with this being said, to-do list, they can only take you so far before you start to become overwhelmed and burnt out, right? So instead, what you need to do at the start of each day, aside from your regular to-do list, which is fine, you can keep it, is write down three things that you want to accomplish before the end of the day. When you set these small challenges that are more realistic to you, you feel a sense of purpose and a sense of accomplishment instead of discouragement, right? At the end of the day. So by doing this, you know, this will enable you to have a little bit more of peace of mind. So I want you to know that I'm not making this up. This is based on a concept Aristotle came up with. So he wrote a book about the rule of three. And his book, in case you're wondering, is called Rhetoric. And this philosopher said that people are more easily to remember things that are grouped by threes. And by threes, he said that he found them to be funnier, more satisfying, and more effective. So this is actually a writing rule, but you can also apply it to your daily job and your daily tasks. So try it. Let me know. Shoot me a DM and then tell me how it goes for you. But yeah, for sure. 100% focus on the rule of three. Okay, so real quick, before we go into tip number three, I quickly want to remind you of the fabulous promo I have for you so that you can take advantage of Cantu Beauty's new avocado collection. And we all know getting burnt out from work is not cute, and that damaged hair isn't cute either, okay? To each his own, no judgment here. No, really, I'm kidding. But on a serious note, you can join the Cantu crew by heading over to their website, www.cantubeauty.com, to learn more. And I'll spell it out for you. It's CantuBeauty.com. And take advantage of their special promo code that you can use at CVS retailers and CVS.com. It's BOGO50. So BOGO50. BOGO50. It's buy one, get one 50% off for the month of April only. So go ahead and use it. Así que pónganse las pilas y moisturize, define, and soften those wavy curls and coils. And shoot me a DM on my Instagram and let me know how you like the products, because so far I'm loving them and they've actually made my hair so much healthier. Like, I'll admit, my hair is a little damaged because of all the dyeing, going light, going dark. But I have been obsessed with these products and they've helped me a lot. So check them out. Promo code is BOGO50, BOGO50. Next is tip number three, which is switch up the order of your day to day. Sometimes we get into the habit of the same things every day. Like, for example, I take a look at my emails first, and then I'll go into a meeting, and then it's brainstorming. But the key here isn't to do the same routine over and over every day, because then you drain your mind. So what I've been personally doing is avoiding adaptation, and I switch up my routine every so often so I don't get burnt out. So maybe have the brainstorming session at the beginning and then your morning emails, or maybe it's your meetings first and then your emails. So make sure to switch up your routine just the same way that you'll switch up your exercises when your body hits a plateau and, you know, you can't lose any more weight. Treat your mind that same way so your mind doesn't hit that plateau and then you keep it on its toes, right? So you're constantly changing up the routine. So definitely switch up that routine, and trust me, you're going to thank me later. Tip number four, take a break from technology and social media. Now, this last tip here is inspired by Mr. Don Draper. And for those of you who don't know who he is el protagonista of Mad Men. And no, the inspiration doesn't come from making me want to drink at work. Maybe it is. No, I'm just kidding. But because he spent most of his time in his office, and this is where he brainstormed. So if you've ever watched the show, I was obsessed with the show. Oh my God, it's so good. If you haven't watched it, it's about advertisement and they're in the office, they brainstorm, but in the mix, they have all this drama going on. So it's a very, very good show. But before I get sidetracked, I want to talk to you about, you know, how this rule number four was inspired. So on this show there, he's usually in his office, and this is where he generates and brainstorm ideas and lets his imagination run wild. But guess what? There's no use of technology. And I get it. We all love technology and we all love social media because, you know, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I love it. I love technology. Anything that has to do with technology, I'm in. But sometimes it's very important to just disconnect for a little bit, even if it means 5 to 15 minutes, and just break away from that daily technology and refresh your mind. So something that I personally like to do in the middle of my lunch breaks is I'll either sometimes meditate, either do some breathings or do some desk yoga moves. So you can find some online, but that's what I usually do to just reset and disconnect, because sometimes you simply just need to hit that reset button so you don't get burnt out and or stretch. Do something that is meant for you, even if it's 5 to 15 minutes. So there you have it, 4 tips on how to prevent getting burnt out at work. 1, identify what you need from your career. 2, focus on the rule of 3. Don't forget the rule of 3. 3, switch up the order from your day-to-day and simply your routine. And 4, take a break from technology and social media. Now, I want to thank you all for listening. And remember, if someone else can accomplish something, why not you?